This is Clinton Roberts, and today I'm speaking with Joanne Ritchie. Today's date is February 7th, 2021. I will be speaking with Joanne about her COVID-19 vaccination experience. Could you introduce yourself, where you live, your age, and occupation?
I'm Joanne Ritchie, and I'm an insurance agent and have been for 47 years here in Blanchard, Oklahoma.
Okay. Now, you recently received a vaccine.
Yes. You
got a vaccination. How did you feel before getting the vaccine? What were your thoughts about vaccinations or this specific vaccination?
Well, I really don't like shots, so I really didn't want to go, but I felt I should.
Yeah. Can you record the moment of your vaccination? Like, tell me exactly kind of what it was like. What do you remember, where you were and all that?
Okay. We did this at Norman at the Embassy Suites Hotel, and we got there just about 10 minutes before time. We were taken in, and it went real fast, and they had a very nice organized crew. Everything went good. I was very impressed and sat down there, and within 5 minutes, the lady came to give me my shot. And I barely felt her hand. It was so nice. I was shocked because I really hate shots. So it went real well. And we sat there for 15 minutes after that to see if anything happened to my physically. And then they let us go. So we were in and out within 30 minutes. It was wonderful.
So the actual location itself, you said it was at like an Embassy Suites. Do you know the name of the people themselves that did the vaccine?
CDC, apparently.
No. Like the name of the organization that was doing vaccines.
Oh, I guess this is it. IMMY Labs.
Oh yeah. I think they're pronounced ME Labs,
okay.
But I'm sure each of those letters stand for something.
Yeah.
What was the location specifically like? Was it crowded? What kind of people were in lines? Were there much of a line?
There was a big line, but everything was well. Everybody stayed in line 6 feet apart and mask on, and everything went well. I was really impressed, and it was a lot of people.
So you mentioned before that you were an insurance agent and that you'd lived in Blanchard. How old are you?
80 years old.
What was the age groups of the people that were in line? Were they similar to your age, or were they primarily younger, or...
I looked around and I really felt like I was among the older ones, which probably took up like 50% of it. There was a lot of like, say 50 and up, but I figured they were nurses or whatever.
Yeah.
But most of it was elderly people,
okay.
65 and above.
So would you say this is probably like an early phase of when they break down, like who gets the vaccine?
Yes.
This was the earliest phase.
I think it would be.
Okay. What vaccine did you get? Do you know, like, what was the company, like, the version?
It was Pfizer, P-H-F-I-S-E-R.
Pfizer, okay.
P-H-I-Z-E-R, pardon.
Yeah. Now, was this just your first vaccine, right?
That was my first shot.
Do you know, are you getting a second one?
Yes, February 17th.
Okay. So you've already pre-scheduled your second.
Yes.
You know, okay. How did you feel about getting your first vaccine shot? Like, say, after it was over, like, how did you feel about it?
Well, I was very impressed with how everything went, and very, I felt good about taking it, and I would encourage anyone to take it.
How did you personally feel about the vaccine as far as, like, did it help with your mental state to know that you'd done that, or did you still feel like you were worried about COVID-19?
Well, I think it made me feel a little more secure, and, of course, I'm going to do all I can to stay away from people and be safe with myself.
So... Why did you personally get the vaccine?
Because my children encouraged it. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, I wouldn't have went unless they had, but they know more than I do.
Well, do you feel relieved now that it's like you've got the first one over with and you kind of understand what the process is like?
Yes, I was greatly relieved and very, very relieved.
Okay. After getting your second vaccine shot at a future date, what do you hope will change in your daily life after that?
Well, I hope that everyone, this starts working and we see a downturn in the deaths and people will get out and get in the public again. That's my prayers.
What, are you hoping that it'll change your life personally differently? Like you'll be able to do different things than before?
I hope so. I'm praying it will because I certainly don't like staying in having my office in my house and staying home. I'm used to being out, so I certainly am looking forward to traveling, and I hope this all works. I'm praying.
You mentioned you had your office in your home. Is that how you've been working during this time? Have you been working from home?
Yes. We closed the office in March of 20, and I came home, and so far this is working better than I thought it would, but I still like to be among the public like anybody would.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Joanne. I appreciate all your information on this. This is Clinton Roberts, graduate student in HSC for Arizona State University. This interview has been conducted for the Journal of the Plague Year Archive. Thank you.
You think that?